A lot of people never worry about the word whom at all. And, good news, style authorities support their choice. Whom, the experts agree, is really for formal situations. And because none of those experts defines what a formal situation is, that leaves it up to the reader or speaker to decide. As a result, the only time you see the word whom is usually when the writer figures that his reader is expecting this level of formality, or when the writer feels it's important that he prove he knows the difference between subjects and objects. And I say writer for a reason. In speech, whom has become extremely rare. Think about the last time you heard someone ask in conversation, "Whom are you seeing?" or "Whom did the boss fire?" and you'll see what I mean. But if you're in one of those rare situations where you do want to use whom, chances are you could hit some snags. Sure, you may have a very solid grasp of the basic guideline, which says that who is for subjects and whom is for objects, but you'll still stop dead in your tracks when you come across a sentence like one of these. Whom should I consult about this? Whom is this letter for? Whom else did you see? Whom I was calling is none of your business. Each of these sentences calls for the pronoun to be in the objective case, that is, to be an object. And because whom is an object, all those sentences are right. Yet I find it impossible to believe that even a writer fully versed on how to use whom would just use those without questioning them. Whom should I consult about this seems really unrealistic. Whom is this letter for seems weird. And the other two, whom else did you see and whom I was calling is none of your business, are really perplexing. Notice how the supposedly ungrammatical choice, who, sounds better. Who should I consult about this? Who is this letter for? Who else did you see? Who I was calling is none of your business. I bet that a lot of people writing formal documents who are 100% sure that these are wrong would choose them anyway. And that would be a wise choice. At the beginning of a sentence, whom is usually considered unnecessary, even in formal contexts. That's because sometimes it's just too unrealistic in its stuffiness, as in, whom should I consult? And other times it's so unidiomatic as to border on being out-and-out wrong, as in, whom else did you see, and whom I was calling is none of your business. So that's why, even in the most formal situations, even in a document that contains the word whom throughout, it's standard to use who as an object if it's at the head of a sentence. And if you think this is a bad thing, an erosion of proper form, consider this. Shakespeare himself used who in place of whom numerous times, and he did it more than a century before self-appointed grammarians started running around calling it wrong. And finally, consider the words of language expert Steven Pinker, who once wrote, "If the language can bear the loss of ye, using you for both subjects and objects, why insist on clinging to whom when people use who for both subjects and objects?"